Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are from UAS to highlight this Saturday's Polar Plunge and related events. We have Dave Klein. He's an Associate Director of Campus Recreation. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. And Allison Mogensen, Coordinator for Residence Life and Student Leadership. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Nice to have you both here. Allison, what keeps you busy at work every day?
Wow. A lot of student interactions, I would say, and just helping our campus life team and the housing department putting together different programs and just working with students to make sure that they're having a great time living on campus.
That sounds pretty fun. Probably not without challenges.
Yeah. You know, I think anytime, you know, you're working with a variety of people, there can be, you know, roommate conflicts or just coordinating with our student staff. But it's usually really great. We're able to work through it. I have a great team. So
All right.
It's really fun.
Dave, what keeps you busy?
Recreation happens both indoors and out. I'm based out of the rec center, which is a joint facility with the Army National Guard. And so just the facility alone, there's always things to fix. There's programs to develop. There's students to work with.
Okay. And I guess our focus today is the Polar Plunge. Now, it seems like maybe there's been a couple other Polar Plunges. Tell us about this one.
Sure. The one that UAS has been doing, which has, I think, always been kind of off of the dock, straight into the water. This will be our 22nd annual event. It's part of a larger event we call Winterfest, which happens throughout the whole day. But the Polar Plunge is the one that seems to have the most community interest. A lot of photographers show up. It's open to both student and people in the community to jump as well.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're going off the dock, there's no halfway. Like, you're just going in or not.
You have to have mad skills. If
you're not wading in anything.
No,
you're just
very quick. Yeah, and we always do it on a high tide.
Okay.
And we also have, thankfully, we've got some great community services where we've got the fire department, and so they're there in their dry suits and they're in the water, and so they're there to help anybody in case there's any kind of an issue.
All right. So that's this Saturday at noon. Allison, can you tell us how to get there? Where is this dock?
Yeah. So it's right in Auk Bay, right across from Chan's, right over there. So students can park in that parking lot and community members as well. And then they can come as early as noon, and the jump is at 12:30. And then if you're worried about being cold afterwards, we'll have towels for individuals and hot tubs that they can warm up in to just get toasty again.
22nd annual. So I read an article recently that cold water swimming is having a comeback in some communities. What would you say is the allure of jumping in very cold water? Dave, are you jumping in this year?
I'm too busy working.
Really?
I'm the one that gets the hot tubs ready. And
sounds rough.
It is. Someday. Someday I'll jump in.
Allison, you jumping in?
Oh, no way. It's way too cold. But I admire individuals who do.
For the people that do, what have they told you? Why do they come back year after year?
And we do have people that do it. 4 years, I've seen community people that dress up in costume that do it. I think everybody has their own. It's a challenge, and to say you did it. We give away a really cool medal for those that do, and as they come out of the water, Spike will put the medal all around your shoulders. I think lately, we always did a barbecue afterwards, but everybody always left. They bolted because they're freezing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after we've added the addition of the two hot tubs, portable hot tubs, people tend to stick around, and it becomes more of an event that way.
Okay, so you said you can get there around noon. Everyone jumps in at 12:30. What happens afterwards?
Soak in a hot tub, get your blood
temp. On location?
On location, yeah. Portable hot tubs, they're really nice.
Are they fish totes with warm water? Are these portable?
No, these are portable. They got a little heater, you got bubbles going. Yeah, they're sweet. Really nice. And then after you've gotten your blood flowing again, then we have a barbecue on site.
All right. This sounds like lots of fun. Do you find that the students enjoy this as well?
They do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We wouldn't keep doing it if that wasn't the case.
Right. And it's open to the public, so anybody can show up at noon.
Yep.
And then participate, jump in, then go in the hot tubs and barbecue.
Yeah.
Sounds like lots
of
fun.
Very welcome.
Tell us once more how to get there, Allison.
Yeah. So it's in Auk Bay. So you're just going to drive down the road, get there, and just parking. You can park in the lot that's over there. I'm sure you could also park near Gonzo's if you needed to. You could warm up with a waffle beforehand. Just right in the Auk Bay Harbor.
Okay. That's this Saturday. Anything else going on at the university we should know about, you two?
I know we've got a dance coming up. These are all kind of student events. But I'm not aware of any immediate ones that are open to the public.
All right. I'm sure we'll hear about them. Thanks for coming on the show, Dave Klein, Allison Mogensen. Anything else either of you'd like to add?
We hope to see you there. It's a great event. Even if you're not jumping, just come for the snacks, come for the hot tub.
Or the pictures.
Pictures. So it's a fun time.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The ice is too thin.
But I wouldn't listen, and just like a fool I fell in. And I can see the lights of my village burn bright in my mind.